Hi, friends, and welcome to Self Made Soul, a podcast where we discuss how to discover what sets your soul on fire and modern ways to integrate spirituality into your daily life. My name is Juliana, and today we're going to be getting into the chakras, specifically the root, sacral, solar plexus, and heart. So we will be working our way up the line. If you are into yoga, you may have heard the chakras called the prana or life force. You can't see or touch your chakras. They are these seven vortexes of energy, so something that you're feeling. The literal translation of chakra is spinning wheel. So picture seven spinning wheels going through your body center, pushing energy through. Ideally, the chakras should be open to achieve your best version of physical and emotional wellness, which means that the energy is freely flowing through all seven wheels. However, for a majority of us, this is often not the case. If you can envision right now someone in your life who is like just this light energy source and, you know, clearly very spiritually awakened and just so in tune with not only themselves and spirit, but grounded all at the same time, that is someone who likely has all seven energy centers, all seven chakras nice and open. But like I said, for most of us, that is not the case. And for many different reasons, chakras can be blocked or closed off. The way a blocked energy center manifests in your physical or emotional health can vary from person to person. But with that being said, there are still common ways that someone can find out if they have a blocked chakra. And there are different solutions that I'll be proposing today for you to open it. So this episode is going to be broken down into two parts, simply for the fact that I couldn't do all this research in one sitting. I was like, okay, you know, we'll just go over all seven in one. But even as I was typing my notes and just like doing this outline for the four, I was like, this is taking me so long. And my hand was like cramping, doing this weird twitching thing. So I was like, okay, I think it was a good idea to split it up. So we'll just be going over the first four today. Keep in mind, disclaimer, I am by no means an expert on the chakras, but I did do some research before this episode, like I mentioned. Also, way at the beginning of my spiritual journey, I read this book called Eastern Body, Western Mind. Great book. It's a deep dive into the chakras, and I highly recommend it. Really gives you more information on this. In fact, I've been debating like rereading this book because since I read it so early into my journey, you know, everything was new and everything was exciting and stuff like that. But I'm wondering, like now that I'm at a different time in my life, what I might be able to gain from that and, you know, maybe new insights. Kind of like how when you watch a movie and then the second time you pick up things that you didn't the first time. That's kind of the vibe I'm going for here. But anyways, highly recommend Eastern Body, Western Mind for more information on this topic. So let's get started. Today, like I said, I'll be starting with the first four. So first up, we have the root chakra or Muladhara. This energy center is located at the base of the spine and it's represented by the color red. Now, if you hear the word root and you think of a plant or the earth or trees, then you're exactly correct because this chakra has to do with being rooted. In the way that you think of the base of a pyramid or the root of a tree, this chakra is the same in that it serves as your foundation. It has to do with your ability to be grounded, physically secure, and in touch with the world around you. Reasons for this chakra being blocked can range from not having your basic needs met, like access to food or shelter, or from just living too much in your head. You know the phrase, head in the clouds, like that person who's a daydreamer, always distracted, always living inside their head. That would be someone who has a blocked root chakra. Now, this isn't to say that if you're a daydreamer, like it's time to stop that and you've got to get, you know, back to earth, come back to earth, doesn't necessarily mean that, but it may mean that you are missing out on this sense of presence and just feeling grounded in general. So that might be something you may want to adjust a little bit. And there may be other reasons for the blockage as well, but if you aren't sure why, pay attention to any symptoms in the body and mind that might be recurring. Because of where these seven energy centers are located, there's typically some physical symptoms that also start to pop up if these energy centers are blocked for too long. For example, people with a blocked root tend to be really distracted. They might feel stuck in where they are in life, lethargic, rushed, or just have high anxiety. Literally, as I'm saying this, I'm realizing that there are definitely moments when I'm suffering from a blocked root chakra because all these symptoms, you know, that I'm mentioning are really aligning with me, like really resonating. For those who know me in my personal life, you would know that I'm always going from one thing to the other. Like literally a couple weeks ago, I got a digital calendar app for my phone, and I've always had like a desk calendar, like a big one, super cute, color-coded, all that, but I would forget things. Like I would be in person with someone, make plans with them in the future, and then by the time I got home, forget to write it down, and then someone else would ask me to do something, and then I would agree, and then I would double book, and then I'd feel so bad, or I would still try to do both, so I would be rushing from like one thing to the other. Last week, I double booked two of my friends. So one friend, I was like, yes, let's go see Monkey Man, whatever. The other friends, I said, yeah, let's go out Friday night. And I had actually made the plans with them first, but I never wrote it down. So then I completely forgot. And when I tell you, this was so stressful. I had to leave the movie like 20 minutes before it ended, rushed to drive home. I literally hadn't been home that day because I went straight from work to the movie, change, shower. My friends were already, had already Ubered to my place. So they were already there by the time I got there. And I was just a mess. Like there was no way that I actually fully enjoyed the movie. And like a moment of seeing my friends, especially one of them I hadn't seen in a while, instead of being excited, I was just super anxious. Just constantly this sense of rushing. So not being grounded, not being connected with my root chakra. It's also a prime example of me living in my head and the higher chakras usually because I'm not taking the opportunity to slow down and see everything that's going on around me. You want to open and unblock this chakra because when it is open, you'll notice a more calm and steady energy throughout your body. And when someone is grounded and open in their root, you can really tell. One of my friends, Gabriella, she is a great example of this. She is quite literally never worked up to the point that I get to, has the bright, like calming aura, and takes her time when she's speaking. That's something I really noticed. Every time me and her are in conversation, she really takes time to think about the words that are coming out of her mouth. Whereas for me and a lot of other people I know, especially women, it's like your thoughts are going so fast, so quickly. So your mouth is going quickly and your words are going quickly. Like even as I record this, it takes a lot of effort for me to slow down my speech. Honestly, amazing. I want to be her when she grows up. Like she's, when I grow up, she's in no rush. Everything that comes out of her mouth is so intentional and grounded. And an open root chakra tends to alleviate any stress that you might have about your surroundings and your sense of belonging. If you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, this is me, I think I have a block, then there's some really simple things you can do to open up this specific energy center. So as this chakra revolves around earth energy, anything you can do with nature is going to be really helpful in healing. Going for a walk, sitting outside, gardening. I've noticed personally that anytime I have my bare feet on the earth, I feel so connected and present. Like I started doing this in early high school without even realizing what it was that I was doing. But my friend, she still lives there, but at the time lived in San Clemente, and that's like right on the beach. Like her patio, we would walk onto her balcony and you see the whole pier. Of course, I noticed, you know, during this time that my feet on the bare sand, it would give me goosebumps. It would just feel so good and my mood would instantly improve. But at some point, I don't know how I started this, I started walking around that whole town barefoot like a hippie. we would walk to the downtown area to get our favorite tea. And I'd walk there barefoot because something about it just felt right. And moments like these, like when I think about that, I just remember feeling all this joy and just feeling really present, that it was something that I returned to again and again. Just this last summer, I went to Outside Lands in San Francisco, and my friend who lived in SAC and was there with us, showing us around, took me to this park hill thing overlooking the city. I wish I remembered the name. If you are familiar with San Francisco, you might know what I'm talking about. We got a little blanket. I took off my shoes. I walked barefoot in the grass, and I just let the sun hit me. Instant dopamine, instant connection. Just an amazing feeling. Being in nature grounds you back down. It takes you out of your thoughts and forces you to just be. Now, say you live in Arizona, like me, and you can't really go outside because it's 120 degrees, so you're not about to walk barefoot, and there's also, like, no grass here. In that case, physical movement can help you open up your root, especially movement that's connected with breath, like yoga or Pilates. Physical activity brings all your attention to your body and your surroundings. It's a great way to open up the root and a great way to improve your physical health. Next is the sacral chakra, or Svadhisthana. If I am butchering these words, I'm so sorry. Try not to be too harsh. This energy center is located at the pelvis, and it's represented by the color orange. The energy of this chakra is associated with sensuality and creativity. Just looking at the location of it alone, the pelvic region houses your sex organs, and for women, where life is created. A balanced and open sacral chakra leads to harmonious relationships with ourselves, others, and the world at large. It also brings forth an increase in creative power. A reason for this chakra being blocked can come from a lack of creativity and playtime in your life. That's right, grown-ups need playtime too. Humans have the potential to be creative and innovative, and you can see that just by looking around at literally everything that surrounds us: our infrastructure, our technology, our fashion, our art. As much as I joke about not having a creative bone in my body, this manifests for people differently. So many things can be considered creative outlets. If you don't allow yourself any time to do things that are fun or creative, the sacral chakra will become blocked. Like with the root, there may be other reasons for the blockage, and if the energy center is blocked for a long time, you might start to experience physical and mental symptoms. People with the blocked sacral might experience chronic lower back pain, have ovarian cysts, reproductive issues, or bladder or kidney issues. They also might find themselves having difficulty expressing their emotions, needs, or specifically creative needs. When the sacral is open, besides being able to tap into your creative power, you'll start to better understand your default reactions and hidden or suppressed emotions. So once this happens, you'll start to feel like you have more control over your emotions, and you'll start to, you know, actually be able to sit with them instead of just dismissing them or burying them down. The way you express yourself will also start to become more unfiltered, more genuine, and you'll find you have an easier time setting boundaries with others. To open up this energy center, you might start practicing meditation or incorporating the use of affirmations. Like I mentioned earlier, you can also get into your creative side through journaling, dance, art, music, whatever you tend to gravitate towards. If you're having a hard time because maybe this energy center is so blocked that you don't even really know what it is you can do to kind of tap into your creative side, just kind of pay more attention to what's going on inwardly and what kind of draws your attention, and understand that things might come in waves. So like I said, I really don't consider myself like a creative person, which I know sounds counterintuitive considering I have this podcast, like I am a yoga teacher, but not in like the traditional art way, I guess, that some people think of creativity as, like as when things are broken or stuff like that. I don't even know how to describe this, but I don't consider myself like someone who's able to find super creative solutions. And when it comes to tapping into this creative energy, I usually just see what kinds of things pique my interest. Honestly, maybe it's something I am seeing online. Maybe it's something I saw on Shark Tank even, and I just like lean into that. So for example, a couple birthdays ago, I asked for a Woobles kit because I saw it on Shark Tank. And if you don't know what that is, it's like a crochet thing for kids, quote unquote, but mainly for beginners. And I really thought the little guy was so cute. I asked for a lion because I'm a Leo. And I was like, okay, this is, you know, this is supposed to be kid friendly. This can be something that I can do. Granted, did I give up the minute that I couldn't really get it to work? Yes. Other things, like my friend, she did embroidery. And so I got an embroidery kit on Amazon, and me and her did it a couple times. Did I finish that embroidery kit? No, but I leaned into that creative thing. And other ways, you know, I'm writing some fiction right now. I'm doing this podcast. There's other ways that I do this that help me lean into it and allow me to have more play, allow that sacral energy to just become more fluid. So really think about what kinds of things that are fun to you. Like, honestly, this doesn't even have to be you creating something. It could just be like as simple as you playing pickleball with your friends, or like playing Switch or board games. Like, that's not, I guess, like a creative thing, but it's a way that you're tapping into play and joy and just letting that energy go through you. Moving on, we have the solar plexus chakra, or Manipura. This energy center is located at the navel and is represented by the color yellow. Think of this chakra as your fire energy. It governs your willpower, strength, and stamina. It's the home to your sense of self and your ability to get things done. All my baddies who are self-sufficient, self-starters, high drive, this is likely an open chakra for you within your energy centers, and you probably feel its energy very strongly. Because this chakra is located around the belly, around all your digestive organs, it translates to your ability to swallow, quote unquote, your life and the things that happen in it. Do you have self-respect? Do you have the ability to stand up for others? All of this falls into that energy center being opened and unblocked. A reason for this chakra being blocked can come from a sense of feeling overwhelmed, and like things are out of your control. Maybe you've had one unlucky thing after the other, or you're experiencing difficulty in your professional or personal life. Without the proper stress management tools, the overwhelm can lead to a lack of hope or feeling defeated, which in turn closes off this chakra and stops the flow of energy. People with a blocked solar plexus might experience digestive issues, so my hot girls with tummy aches might be worth looking into. They also might find themselves easily irritated, depressed, or exhausted. I know for me personally, I can tell that I have a block in my solar plexus when I'm anxious about a situation that I can't control. Pre-me getting my job that I currently have now, I felt really unsure of my abilities and if I could even get into this field, like that imposter syndrome. That's another way to think about this. These feelings would turn into this anxious feeling in my belly, not butterflies, but like the bad fluttering feeling where you're like, I need to go to the bathroom. Like, hopefully you guys know what I'm talking about with that. However, when the solar plexus is open, you'll not only feel inspired, but reassured. Your confidence will grow, and with that, so will your resiliency. To open this energy center, surround yourself with yellow tones, spend time getting direct sunlight, pull out those affirmations again, do some sit-ups, right, because it's in the belly, in the navel area, or do things that break you out of any stagnant habits that you might have, because that can kind of give you a sense of regaining your control, regaining your power. A lot of us do have very monotonous routines. Now, for those of you who are like entrepreneurs, you know, social media influencers, your schedule probably doesn't look like that. Like, you probably have the opposite, a really chaotic schedule. But all my corporate baddies or, you know, teachers, things like that, your schedule is probably just very the same for the most part. You get up 5 days a week and go to work. Then you come home and maybe you work out, you cook something, you go to bed, it starts all over again, right? That can really start to affect your solar plexus because you're losing that control per se. You don't feel that fire in your life because you just have this monotonous routine that's kind of really not like what you may want to be doing, just what you have to do. So find little ways to change these stagnant habits that you have. Like if you take a hot shower every day, try ending the last minute with cold water, okay? Or vice versa. Switch up your day-to-day routine. These things will give you the feeling of having more power and control and that assertive energy, even if it's just a small shift. Finally, let's talk about the heart chakra. This one's my favorite after the third eye, and another name for it is Anahata. This energy center is located at the, I'm sure you can guess, the heart, and it's represented by the color green. This chakra is considered the door of our inner temple, our soul, and like with most heart-related things, the heart chakra is all about love. Self-love, your ability to give and receive love, thinking about the collective rather than just yourself. I bet you've heard the phrase open heart or wearing your heart on your sleeve. This translates to your ability to be vulnerable with your emotions and the way that you give love to those you truly care about without expecting anything in return. If you feel lonely, disconnected, or like you're lacking a sense of belonging, it's likely that you have a closed heart. Our interactions with people throughout life can be a major contributor to this. Like if you didn't grow up in a loving home or felt rejection or experienced bullying in childhood, that could be a reason the energy is blocked. Life events like a death of a loved one or a breakup can cause your heart to close off as well. You know that stereotype of the girl who cuts off all her hair and goes on a bender with guys maybe after a breakup? That's an example of that, you know, specific girl might be feeling numb, might be feeling hopeless, and, you know, her heart's closed off. It's really hard to have your heart be completely open with other people just for you to get hurt. Our ego and our natural instincts, it wants us to be safe at all times. And since we now don't have the threat like the cavemen did and, you know, a long time ago of, like, things eating us or, I don't know, a meteor striking us, although who knows with that one. But since that's no longer there, now instead of these like physical threats, our body really reacts to these emotional threats. So when your heart is open and something happens to you that hurts you, that really affects you emotionally, it's going to close off. That is a normal reaction. It's not, you know, anything bad for you to experience a breakup and go through this pain. And then, you know, you may be feeling a little cynical about love. You may be hurt or angry or not wanting to connect with other people. These are all natural responses. Your first reaction, even if not intentional, is to close off the heart to avoid the pain again. People with a blocked heart might experience high levels of resentfulness or, on the flip side, a reaction in the opposite direction, like extreme people-pleasing habits or being willing to do anything for attention or approval of others. Those are also symptoms of a closed heart. When the heart is open, you'll be able to, you know, be open to giving and receiving love freely. You won't feel the need to gatekeep your relationships or to protect yourself and just have all these walls up. You'll be able to forgive and truly forgive, not just the forgiveness you give to make the other person think you're over it, but because it's coming from deep within you. You'll notice sometimes, you know, maybe you want to forgive someone, for example. Maybe you were hurt about something. You want there to be that forgiveness. You say, okay, I'm going to forgive this person. You tell them I'm going to forgive them. But throughout little things in the relationship, the friendship, whatever it is, there's still something there. Like, you still can't get over it. And that's because there is still a blockage going on there in that heart. So it might require more conversation. It might require journaling. It might require just some breathing, honestly, to kind of get yourself through that and let that energy flow through. To open this energy center, you can practice heart-opening yoga poses like back bends. You can make it a priority to spend time around people who make you feel seen, and maybe even just giving them more hugs. You can also drink heart-opening beverages like rose tea or ceremonial cacao to allow the energy to flow more freely through this center. These four chakras are just the beginning as we move our way up the spine, up the body. This was a really brief look into them. I wanted to be able to give you some understanding and meaning to these energy centers, especially if you're unfamiliar with how it works. I'm hoping that you might have been able to gain some insight on yourself, maybe even realize where you may be blocked and how you can open up in that specific place. That's all that I have for you today, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to listen to the next part where I will talk about the throat, third eye, and crown chakra. If you like this episode, be sure to leave a review and share this podcast. You never know who in your life might resonate with it. Chat with you later.